It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, and welcome to Facebook already. And God bless each one of you as we begin our worship on the 30th of this month, Monday, the 30th. May God bless you. Father, be with us as we worship you and have our wellness blessing as well. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, our worship thought is going to be the golden calf, and that will begin after our opening song.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
talking today about the golden calf, my friend, and the golden calf, we had so much talk about. We actually preached a sermon a Sabbath or two ago, so we'll have to go through it and not be able to hit everything, but we'll be posting that sermon also on the WhatsApp and the TORWM website. Father, be with us as we open the Word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Exodus 32. It says, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him." Spiritual lesson. We should not have our religious walk based on the preacher. And because God will sometimes move him out of the way to test us, sometimes that's temporary, praise God. But we need to have a personal walk with God where we would be living fidelity to God no matter what. And we need to have patience. And we need to, if we've been delivered from Egypt and the sins of Egypt, we need not go back. "And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me." I want to say that God is a wonderful God, and he does not take away from us when we first come to him all that he wants us not to have. The tendency on this earth is to be vain. And so God, when we got to the New Testament, told us that we weren't to wear gold or pearls or costly array, you know, expensive, flashy clothes, in other words, weaving things into our hair that's flashy. That was the braided hair. I don't believe it was talking about just the fact that you have a braid. But he didn't do it then. And so when we get to heaven, we're going to have crowns of jewels. You could call that jewelry, but we'll be able to handle it because self will totally be gone because we'll get rid of self on this side of glory. The things that we're going through, my brothers and sisters, if self is still alive in us, we're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. And so God says, hey, I'm going to make sure of that, and he allows things to come our way in order that we might be sure to be faithful to him. That's why he allows things. All right, so he asked for all the earrings, and all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron, and he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. You see, God didn't want to be cheapened, and we need not cheapen him through idolatry. You can't make anything to symbolize him. And that was the excuse they made. Oh, well, you know, we're just going to make this calf. And some of them made the excuse that this is God. This is our symbol of God. And, you know, we make different excuses to do wrong. We should be very careful to be to do all we can to do what is right and not make an excuse to do what is wrong. So some of them weren't just saying, okay, we're going to worship, you know, a new God. They were just saying that this is a caricature. I can't say that word this morning. Caricature, I think it is, of the God. They wanted something they could see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we don't have to see God. If he is living in your life, friend, it will be manifested. All right, and when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is the feast of the Lord. And they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offering and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. We don't know what that meant, but they had just come out of Egypt, and we know that the Egyptians were full of different types of idolatry, sexual promiscuity, which generally tends to go along with idolatry. And so some suspect that there may have even been orgy-type activity that was going on, as they hadn't really learned yet how to worship God fully. And the Lord, and that's not to say, I mean, they knew not to do that, but the bottom line is They were fresh out of Egypt is what I'm trying to say, and they hadn't given up those Egyptian ways. And the Lord said unto Moses, go get thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. My brothers and sisters, as bad as it gets, the latest thing, the police issue in Memphis, God knows everything, and he even knows before it's going to happen. So don't think God is not in control. He sees everything. Satan is fighting a delaying action. That's a military strategy. When you know you're losing, you're retreating, but you're leaving booby traps along the way and doing all you can to stop the enemy from his final triumph. That's what the devil is doing. God chose not to end the devil's life in heaven when he first became the devil, because he was made a beautiful angel and then iniquity was found in him, the Bible says, when he started just dreaming up prideful thoughts. But God could have killed him. But if he had done that, then the angels in the other worlds would have served him out of fear. And God doesn't want the service of fear. He wants the service of love. And so, my brothers and sisters, God allowed the devil to come down to the earth, but he didn't make a hard test for Adam and Eve. It was a simple test. They could eat of every tree from the garden. This is how we're supposed to do scientific data. They could eat from every tree of the garden, and they would be healthy and happy. And then, but they weren't supposed to eat of that one. Well, when they ate of that one, you see what happened. And so, friends, that's how science is supposed to be conducted today. It shouldn't be conflict of interest or interest in conflicts, and the government interpreting it this way and then silencing other people that interpret it a different way and all these kinds of things. Look at the data as it is without any conflict of interest. So that was science at work. They ate from the wrong tree. They saw the result. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil proved not to be good for us. And my friends, that's why we have a mess up. That's why we mess up in this world today. Most of us mess up not because we want to do evil, but we combine good with evil. Everything's not wrong with the Democratic or Republican parties. It's just that everything's not right with either party, okay? There's good policies in both, but there's just not all good policies in both. So they're eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in Christianity, we do the same thing. We have some good doctrines, but we'll allow some paganism that was carried over from Roman Catholicism into our doctrine. One of those pagan practices says that when we die, we go straight to heaven or hell, because the pagans supposedly communicated with the dead. The occult is based on communication with the dead, psychics, tarot card readers, all that. The Roman Catholic Church just Christianized it and said, well, you go straight to heaven or you go straight to hell, or they added something to get a little bit more money because you paid them to get your relatives out of hell. So they wanted more money, so they created purgatory. So now you have to pay twice to get them into heaven. And even Protestants have held on to that error. The Bible doesn't teach that. We don't have time to go, but contact me if you don't need some of the scriptures that show that. So God is in control. He knew everything they had done. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people, stubborn, meaning. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doth thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Isn't this interesting? Moses is trying to school God. But you know, God is so kind, he's so merciful and loving. Even though he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's communing with Moses and he's teaching Moses lessons. You see, we're going to learn before it's all over, Moses' anger will wax hot. See, when you've been with God, you have the same emotions that God has. You'll only be angry when God is angry. You won't be angry just because somebody did something to you. But when things are, notice the Bible said they corrupted themselves. God had done so much for them, and they corrupted themselves. God was delivering them out of bondage, and they wanted to stay in bondage. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that's Jacob, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self. We're in verse 13 of Exodus chapter 32. And sayest unto them, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I will give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Now, when God repents, it's not evil as in sin. It just means that it's just a phraseology. God doesn't sin, but he punishes. And when God repents, his mercy averts his justice. He allows mercy to keep justice, which is what we deserve, from happening. Our repentance is different. We actually turn from sin, okay? And you'll see that in the Bible. It's called repentance, but it's not that God sinned. All right, and Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God graven upon the tables. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, and they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. He cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. So again, he had spent time with God. The emotions of God is the emotions of Moses. When you spend time with God, the emotions of God will be your emotions. And you'll act like Jesus at all times, my friend. And he took the calf which they made and burnt it in the fire and ground it into powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set on mischief. You know, a lot of times leaders make excuses, and their excuses, they blame the people. A good leader, regardless of what the people do, we have to take a stand for truth. My brothers and sisters, I'm not against protest, peaceful protest. It should be done when there's a need. But a lot of times people protest, and the protest is not always for a righteous principle, but they will often, the powers that be will go with the will of the people because they want to quell the protest. You'll see protests regarding Roe versus Wade and things of this nature, and it can influence leaders. They will say they're not influenced, but they are, and that's a sad reality. If I'm a leader, I will follow principle regardless of what the people want me to do. That doesn't mean you're a king, a kingly power, but you have a responsibility, and they put you in office and God called you, okay, more importantly, to uphold the standard of righteousness and truth. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it me, and I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. Now, I don't know if he was lying or if when you give your part of yourself to the devil, he can work miracles. He might have cast it in there and it kind of came out already molten, and then he shaped it after that, because once you give in to the devil, his supernatural power can be, God can't protect you from it. Not God can't. God chooses not to always protect us from the supernatural power of the devil, especially when we sell a part of ourselves over to him. Okay, so we're dealing with witchcraft here. It could have come out a calf, but the Bible does say he shaped it. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. He's basically saying, who did not believe in this? And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. So the children of Levi did not get involved in the golden calf apostasy. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword on his side and go in and out from the gate through the camp and slay every man his brother and every man his companion and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go unto the Lord. Peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Friends, that's the kind of leader you want, one that would say to God, Lord, save the people. And if you don't save them, blot me out also of the book of life. Moses is a symbol of Jesus. And these are lessons that we're learning about how Christ would. Christ chose to die for the sins of the people of this earth, my friend. He did not count heaven a place to be desired while we were lost. And he was willing to make a great risk of living on this earth in a human body beset by Satan, challenged at every step. And if he sinned, I don't know. I don't know that he would have been able to return to heaven, friends. Jesus risked that for you and me and died on Calvary for you and me, knowing that that would be his fate. And the Lord said unto Moses, whoever sins against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them. And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf, which Aaron made. Friends, we also want to take you to the CDC. Their website has information on smallpox. You'll find that smallpox was found in the Egyptians. Therefore, it was one of the plagues that plagued them. It is a communicable disease. The Bible tells us that they didn't get the diseases of Egypt unless they were disobedient. And so they were plagued. So there were sicknesses, maybe some deaths here, but that was because of their disobedience. As long as they were obedient, they did not get these communicable diseases, and there was no method that is often used to stop communicable diseases today. They use good hygiene, a relationship with God, a healthy lifestyle, and they had natural immunity that came from the Lord. All right, my friends, God is good. That's the golden calf, Exodus 32, verses 1 through 35. God bless you. Father, be with us as we live today on this 30th day of January. May your Holy Spirit guide and direct us, be with us, strengthen us. And I pray for your Holy Spirit to just fill us today, that we will turn completely away from the gods of Egypt. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Stay tuned. Sister Lenny, after our intermission, we'll be presenting How Clean Is Your Air? We have an intermission with the Torso Song. We'll be back in a little while.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know. God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. for I am the Lord that killeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, we should be hearing from Sister Lenny at this time.
Good morning. Happy Monday. How clean is our air? We can go without food probably about a month, depending on the person, about a month. We can go without water for a week or two. How long can we go without oxygen? I invite you today, sometime today, to do this little exercise. Take a deep breath in with your mouth shut, breathe in through your nose, and see how long it takes before you're forced to take a breath. A minute, two, certainly not three. Air, and ideally clean air, is absolutely essential for life. Air contains a huge number of contaminants. Among them, the smoke from burned fossil fuels we use to generate our electricity, and the gas and petrol we use to heat our homes and run our cars. Heavy metals from lead, such as paint, causes brain damage, damage to our immune system, our nervous system. Mercury from chemical production, cadmium from batteries, all airborne particles from traffic, construction work and chemical reactions in the air, and carbon monoxide, which is a toxic gas that affects the transport of oxygen to our blood. Get some cleaner air. Get away to the countryside from time to time. Get some cleaner air at the seaside, up in the mountains. Breathe deeply and fill your lungs with some of that cleaner oxygen. If you're not able to get away, then just find a nearest park and spend some hours in some fresher air. This is coming from Clean Up Your Diet, pages 35 to 37. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Thanks. Praise God. Well, it's time for us to have our roll call. We have a dear sister, R2, on Facebook, and maybe if you'll type what state you're from or where you're from, we'd love to know that. On the call, we have representation from Maryland, from Delaware, and Delaware again, from Missouri, from, and you know, these Missouri, and when you hear Missouri and Alabama, it's actually an hour earlier, so they're coming on at 5 o'clock in the morning. Let's see, what else do we have here? We have Ohio. We have Ohio again. We have Georgia on the line. And, of course, there's a couple on Facebook. I know where one is. That's Indiana. And I'm not sure where the other is from. But, and I think she might be new. Welcome. We also have Mr. Angela on Facebook as well. So God bless you. That puts South Carolina in the mix. Is there anyone that has a comment or question? Just if it's on Facebook, just type your comment or question. If you are on the call, go ahead and press star 6. We'd love to engage with you, and we have about 25 minutes to the top of the hour. If there is anyone that would like to share anything. All right. Well, we talked about the golden calf today and how clean is your air. This recording will be posted at torwm.org. Also, our flagship website is Torso, TORSOE.org, where you can learn more about the ministry. And also, we have products, herbal products, and we do wellness coaching for those who are sick, and we also do wellness retreats where people come to get well. So there's much more. You can call us if you have any comments. Sorry, if you have any questions about your health. We do not charge to answer some simple questions and see what we can do to help you. We are also soon to launch our Biblical Booster book, and we hope that you will secure your copy. It is part of a national campaign to boost the immunity of our global community, trying to help people get well, having a healthy lifestyle. No one will be harmed if we are healthy, healthier. Everybody should appreciate the encouragement to have a healthy lifestyle. All right, my friends, God is good. It's now time for us to have our closing prayer. And I'll go ahead and have our closing prayer at this time. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for your love for us. We ask that you would bless us today, and we thank you for your kindness and mercy. Help us to be faithful, and help us to do all we can to get good, clean air. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. If we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now and dreamed of. Closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.